That takes us to 12 minutes before 6. Coming up, Dr. Hal, the didgeridoo. That is Hal Kosenek right next to me here in studio with his didgeridoo, a handmade didgeridoo, I should add. The instrument has the most unusual sound, as you can hear. And Hal loves sound and has learned to play a variety of unusual instruments, many of which he built himself, including the didgeridoo that you just heard and that he's now deconstructing to try to turn into something else. And Hal Kosenek works out of Wisconsin and is in Regina at the university for a conference of arts educators. And delightful to have you here in studio, Hal. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Colin. It's a real pleasure to be here.
And Hal's brought with him a whole ton of interesting-looking instruments. Now, you should maybe, I think when people picture the didgeridoo, Hal, they picture this long, kind of tree-like instrument. But your didgeridoo is a little bit different from that.
Well, the one I brought in today is actually constructed out of PVC pipe. Very easy to play, and it's basically constructed the same way. In that it's hollow. The material is, of course, different from a eucalyptus tree.
Oh, yeah.
Most didgeridoos are hollowed out by termites in northern Australia, and then a little beeswax is put around it so it protects the lips, and then you just blow through it. Probably get the last termite out that way, and then proceed to try to get the best sound you can get on it.
How have you added a mouthpiece of sorts to your PVC?
It's very simple. It's just a matter of taking some beeswax, warming it up in your hand, making a little snake out of it, and then shaping it into a donut, then putting it around the edge of the PVC pipe and pushing down on it, and then warming a block of beeswax up on a stove or in a pot that you just soon get rid of after because you'll never... Mm-hmm. Use the pot again because of the beeswax. We'll be stuck in it forever. And then you just simply dip in to the pot, and you get this nice little seal around, and then you can work a little bit more with the beeswax that's there. You get a nice round shape, and it comes out like that.
Yeah. Now, the piece of PVC pipe that you were playing, you've actually inserted into another, what does it look like? It looks like a heat. One of those old-fashioned heat radiators is about the only way I could describe it. You've got a bunch of PVC pipes sort of sticking up. And what have you changed it into now then?
Well, I've put together an instrument called a gazimba, and this is a smaller version of the gazimba for the studio, which is called a gazimbet. I brought it to the conference, the Crossing Boundaries conference, with the idea that... that I would also demonstrate it for some of the younger people in some of the public schools also that I'm going to be going to in the Regina area. And I'd like to demonstrate that you can get sound out of any kind of material, just about. And we're going to do a little bit of that for you today. Denise Morstad is here, who's also in the music department, music education, and is also one of the... organizers of the conference. Mm-hmm. She's going to help me a little bit. I like to show how more than one person can play this instrument and have lots of fun with it.
Okay. Take
it
away.
We're going to do that. Denise is going to give me a little bit of a rhythm, whatever comes up in her mind, she's going to have a little fun with. She's going to tap her fingers on these little resonator pipes, and let's see what she comes up with, and then I'm going to go ahead and play something that comes to mind.
This is the gazimbet.
This is the gazimbet.
Okay. There you go. An improvised piece here, Denise Morstad and Hal Gosenek on it looks a little bit, I guess, like a xylophone almost.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Basically, the xylophone has a number of resonators. Resonators being something that carries the sound from the wooden bar through the resonator, increases the sound a little bit because it's got a wavelength that's similar to the sound of the wavelength that's emitted by the wooden piece. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's how all of these percussion-like instruments really operate, marimbas, xylophones, and this is simply a takeoff of that, but instead of using any kind of bar at the top, I've covered the resonator with a material, a plastic kind of material, and made two different ranks of the similar pipes.
Pipes, yeah, again, PVC yeah. pipes. You've got a whole ton of great stuff here, Hal, and our time is short, but maybe you could tell me about the long wooden horn type instrument okay. you've got there.
The interesting part of this is called a lyr or a nebulur. It's from Sweden or from Norway. Depends on whether it's a lyr or a nebulur. But it's the same thing. It's all made of wood. It's wrapped with bark. It's about, almost three and a half than a meter.
4 feet high almost, yeah.
Yeah, a little less. Yeah. And we have a very interesting sound that comes out of it. It actually sounds a lot like a trumpet.
Sounds a lot like a trumpet.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And it's wood. So it's a brass instrument, but it's made out of wood. So you have to put that one together. Here we go.
Wow. You need to get you closer to the mic there, Hal.
Oh, yeah. Too close?
No, you need to get your voice closer to the microphone there, yeah, okay. when you're talking. Yeah, it does sound amazingly much like a brass instrument, though, for a wood instrument. Yeah. And you've got time for one last one here, and this is a shower hose
yeah,
with a metal
this is,
funnel.
This is an instrument where that is basically, let's see, I have to put the funnel at the end where the water usually goes.
The shower head, he's taken off, and he's so putting in a metal funnel. Funnel.
This is just from your basic kitchen.
Looks like a real mouthpiece, though, eh?
And I'm using a regular trumpet mouthpiece.
Regular trumpet mouthpiece.
For me, being a trumpet player, that's probably the easiest way to play this. And this also will be demonstrated at the Crossing Boundaries. For anybody who wants to learn how to do this, I will be giving private lessons in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Okay. Wow.
A little bit like a French horn. And then, of course, it's a versatile instrument.
What do you call that instrument?
That's called a funnel phonium shower hosium. And this one is called, basically a shower hosium, okay? And
more like a bugle.
Anyway, I do this mainly because I'm interested that people have an opportunity to work with the medium of sound and to really seriously think about it and get into conversations about it. So that's mainly the reasons why I'm doing this, plus the fact that I enjoy fooling around and creating and inventing. And I think this is one of the things we're trying to do with young people today, is to get them to be thinking more about creating and inventing.
Well, yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that, because I'm looking on your website, and you have that. You want to show how listening carefully and making sounds responsibly can help us understand each other, ourselves, and the world. I mean,
it's interesting to me that there's a gentleman who's very who's been involved a lot in education by the name of Howard Gardner, who's written a book recently called The Five Minds for the Future, and two of those minds are called ethical and responsible minds, and it's concerned with our needs to be better listeners and to really get into the thought of what is sound, and being that we all are sound makers, what are our responsibilities as sound makers? I think that's an important question that we should be all asking. And, of course, if we're going to be making responsible sounds, it would be nice if there'd be people out there like this wonderful radio station and the listeners that I think that you have in your station that really are interested in listening to the responsible sounds that come.
Uh-huh. And they can come from so many different places, as you prove in your workshop. I think we have time here for one more little demonstration. They look like a little bit like pan flute.
Yes, this is made out of half-inch PVC pipe.
Good old PVC pipe and black electrician's tape.
That's right. And I've made something called zampogna from them. I'll just give you a little sample of some of the sorts of sounds that can come out of something as simple as PVC pipe.
Yeah, you must have a fun time coming up with names for all these great instruments, too.
Well, this was come up, I think this was, I was preceded by the Incas on this particular instrument.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's been great having you in studio here, Hal. Thank you so much for bringing such a great and colorful assortment of instruments into our studio. And you've got, like we've touched on maybe five here, you must have 20 or so in your bag there.
At least.
And the big didgeridoo, the one made of eucalyptus back in the hotel room, I understand.
Right, okay. Right. Thanks, Colin, for the opportunity.
It's been great having you. Hal Kosinek is one of the people attending a conference at the University of Regina called Crossing Boundaries, and it is for artists, actors, dancers, teachers, musicians, writers, and others working in the arts to share their ideas and their work. And so thank you to the didgeridoo for dropping by and to Denise Morstad as well at the University of Regina.